on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
And Mark Hunter joins us to have a look at the Cranbourne meeting this morning. Mark, good morning.
Morning, Dan.
Heavy eight. We had some storms, bit of rain go through. It wasn't a big deterioration, but you know, a soft seven to a heavy eight, it can still make a big difference, particularly when you're a form analyst. Those little intricate one-rater differences can be the difference in your first and second selection. So were there any tweaks needed this morning?
No, it's sort of been, you know, looking at the forecast, you thought they were going to get some showers. Even looking at the map now, it looks like there's still rain sort of coming down on that 45-degree angle across the state, which I'd say some would get Cranbourne. So I probably anticipated a heavy track down there.
Okay, heavy 8, 7 metres. The rail is out. Julia Sandu has got a really good lineup of horses today. Three intriguing runners I've found, all first up, and he joins us this morning. Julius, good morning.
Hi, Dan. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you, more importantly?
I'm great, thank you. Good. All well on this front.
Race three, the first runner you got today is Toronali. They're all interesting runners, so you probably learn a lot more from them yourself. But Toronali's right in the market. First up, around the $4.20 mark, a reasonably big feel in that maiden race three.
Yeah, she's, you know what, she surprised me a little bit in her jump out. I didn't think she'd be as forward as she was. I thought that she's going to definitely kind of run home a little bit and give me, you know, some evidence of the fact that she would need another jump out, and then we'd pick up probably at a mile. She's obviously a horse that's going to get better over the trip, and whatever she does today, she will improve on. That said, the jump out was quite impressive. I was quite rapt with the way she went about it, and she's come through that grid. She galloped super the other morning, and every indication is that she's in great order to kick off. Again, I will be, you know, I'd be looking for her to run a really nice race now, whether she wins or she's right there at the finish, finishing off from midfield or so, we'll find out. But like I said, whatever she does today, she'll get better on.
I'm not sure which is the most interesting runner, but Port Phillip's got to go close today. We talked to Chris Lees before about an ex-Victorian, but still Williams' own. But this is a newcomer to your stable in Port Phillip in race four. Now, it is a $3.20 chance, and with reasonable form, a son of Camelot, a gelded son of Camelot, but is first up for you today.
Yeah, always an interesting one. I mean, obviously, his form prior to coming to me is right there for everyone to see. So he's run some really nice races. He's a horse that's also going to get better over ground. His first trial was pretty much just put him out there to let him have a bit of a run around. His second one was better over a 1,400-meter jump out, and he's come through that great. The mile is obviously just a kickoff point, but he's well enough, and he's working well enough to give this one a shake. I think he'll be there when the whips are cracking. Hopefully he can get the job done. If he finds one a little bit sharper for him, well, so be it. But yeah, I'm really, really excited to get him to the races. I think he's going to be a horse that will step up further and hopefully win us a nice race or two over the year. I'm not sure about a spring carnival as such, but at least over the spring period, hopefully we can get him to a nice race.
And Alphaville, I saw this horse trial, and to my eye, he trialled really well. You must have been wrapped with the way he went. He's first up for you in the last race today, number one.
Yeah, he was. He was very impressive. I think, you know, I said to Bo that day, who rode him in his trial, I said, they just need to have a good look at this guy, because obviously he's had a few minor hiccups in the past, and when he asked him to extend, we were quite happy with what we saw. He's come through it good, and he's in super order. Again, any horse that you're racing for the first time, I approach with caution, because trials are trials and races are races. But that said, he couldn't be in better shape if I tried. So he's going to get there. He's in great order. Again, one of those horses that I would anticipate will only get better with this run under his belt. I'm going to learn a bit about him, and hopefully it's all a positive experience, and we're all smiles at the end of it. But, yeah, exciting three runners to go to the races with today.
They do look three exciting runners, and this is a hard question to ask, and I'm not sure if you've got a proper answer for it, but which do you think could be the best of those three today?
I would think just on exposed form, the way things are, I have a little... I've got an element of confidence around Port Phillip, only because every time he's gone to the races, he's performed, you know, well. He's run on board on his three starts, only got beat by a barest of margin in his last run. So he's a horse that's given us every indication that he loves getting to the races and performing. The mare is a good horse, but and she'll find she might just find the 1400 at that shot. That's my only concern. So off the three, I'd probably be going with Port Phillip.
The Awesome Son's in on Saturday at Flemington. Just an update on his chances.
Yeah, he's super. He's really, really good. His run at Sandown was exceptional. I mean, I don't think there's any horse on that day that made as much ground from the back of field as he did. And he's going into that with a little less weight on his back. He'll appreciate that. The big open spaces of Flemington is what the doctor ordered for him, so to speak. Looks like we're going to get some given the ground, so that'll help him as well. I go into that race with a fair amount of excitement, to be honest.
He's only had two starts, but he very quickly became one of my favourite horses. Lofty Strike, where's he at?
Yeah, we're just going through a process making sure that we can get all of the stuff we need get ticked off, obviously, with what happened prior to the Diamond. And there's a few bits and pieces that we need to get sorted out before we can embark on the campaign. So we're in that process at the minute and, just in a bit of a holding pattern for now.
Julius, thank you very much for the update today. I think it was really important. And your confidence on your runners today at Cranbourne. We wish you the very best of luck.
Appreciate that, and thanks for having me on.
Julius Sandu with three key runners today, Mark. I thought it was important to get him on, and he made me confident about Port Phillip, and anyone seen the Alphaville trial would be wanting to be on it. It's already been a really good market mover today as well.
Yeah, I've got those three today, Dan. I've got two on top and one second, and I'm sure I'll be tipping the Awesome Son come Saturday as well. So he's got only a small stable, but, gee, he's got some horses going well at the moment.
Oh, hasn't he what? Yeah, and obviously three good chances today. Mark, obviously Heavy Eight at Cranbourne, eight-race program, the first event at 1 o'clock. Scratchings, race one, are 4, 6, 10 and 11. We've got a shorty to kick off with. Ma Eustace trained Fast Witnesses at $1.55. Joyrider is at $3.50, so that pair dominating the market in the first.
Yeah, it was a lot better odds then before the Scratchings. I think it had the Scratchings well covered anyway, Fast Witness. Its debut was enormous. It trolled well. It went to Geelong. That was a race and a day where it was hard to make ground. It sat three wide, just kept on coming for second. We've seen terrific format of the race. It handled the Heavy Eight there. Look, with that experience, it'll go forward here. It should be just far too good, but the odds have disappeared. To beat number five, Joyrider. Joyrider was okay in Adelaide. It sat just behind Zoo Sensation. Couldn't make any ground on that horse. That horse has gone to Flemington and run well. Joyrider's been back to the trial in blinkers, in the trials in blinkers. I wouldn't say a trial great. I think it would have to improve off that to beat the favourite. Take your pick after that, maybe number seven, Pamukkale, who's trialled fairly, and three, Gator, who at least showed some ability there at Cranbourne last time. I think two, the odds are gone, but looks just a good thing. 2, 5, 7 and 3.
Race 1, 2, 5, 7, 3. Cranbourne, race number two. The Scratchings are 3, 6, 8, 11, 17 and 18. It's a pretty open race. The market suggests that. So Shabil at $4.40. Trent Busson, and he was quite bullish listening to him on the breakfast show this morning. What else in the market? Mothereen's number 10 at $4.80. 13 Katichi at $6.50, among some of the other chances. But doesn't look an easy race. So your thoughts are key.
Well, I think the top two are hard to beat here, Dan. Good odds. I think number one, Crimson Reward. I like this horse each way. It ran well on debut. It was over 1,400, but got out of the pack and made good ground. Went for a spell. It's come back. It's trialled twice. It had a very soft trial on wet ground, which it looked to handle nicely. Just wasn't extended and then trialled well last time. So it'll be midfield. It'll need every bit of 1,200 metres, but I'd look for Crimson Reward to be strong late here. To beat number two, Ka Ying Kid, who's coming off a couple of trials against decent horses, Cadazio, Perusal. So it's shown good ability. I thought this race looks good for it. Number 16, Sociabil. I can see why Trent's confident. The race form is fair, but the trial was good. And I'll put number 10, Mothereen's in, who's going really well. Just the back end of 1,200 metres might be the little query there. I think the top two can run well at odds here. 1, 2, 16 and 10.
Race number 3. Scratchings are 4, 6 and 17. Torinale, Julia Sandu Train, heads the market here at 4.20, but heap of horses in the market. Foxido, number 2 at 5.50. 9 is Piranha, 7.50. Sirius IM, number 12, is at $5.50. Tough race, it looks. So how did you sort this one out?
Yeah, with difficulty. I thought number 1, again, was the value, Carlito Brigante, who was terrific last time. Got back at Cranbourne. It was a race where the winner came swishing around the outside, but I thought Carlito Brigante really hit the line well, suggesting the jump to 1,400 metres here in what's, to be fair, is a moderate maiden that it appealed as good each-way odds to beat 11 Torinale. Look, the trial was OK. Both runs have been good. I certainly don't disagree that we'll improve off this run. 9 Piranha has shown ability. It was a little disappointing before a spell, but thought the recent trial was solid. And 12 Sirius IM. Trial was just OK, but gee, the stable's just on fire. Gate 1, so you have to include it. Probably the only horse in the race I could back here is the toppy each way. I'll go 1, 11, 9 and 12.
Carlito Brigante, $11 fixed odds number 1. And just going back to your tip, Crimson Reward in the previous, it's at double figures as well. It's at $10, so a couple of value bets there in races 2 and 3 from Mark Hunter. The fourth event at Cranbourne, the scratching is a 1, but add 14 and 17 to make it plural. Scratching's 1, 14 and 17. Magnetic Spirit is the favourite. Peter Moody trained $3. Number 3, Port Phillip, however, is at $3.20, so breathing down its neck, having its first run with Julia Sandu.
Yeah, look, I think Port Phillip's the key to the race. If it turns up in its best form, if it turns up in its Rob Hickmott form, it'll win. You go back to that run behind Hammer-On there on the heavy track 3 starts ago. Hammer-On's a really nice horse. Went up to Sydney and won either midweek or Saturday for memory. Last run behind Fear Endless is fantastic maiden form. Just couldn't really get a guide on that recent trial. It was well beaten, but not extended. So I've just got a little niggle. I'm not sure how it's going, but its best form will just blow this field away here to beat 10 Magnetic Spirit. Both runs have been okay. Hard to find excuses. It's honest. It's getting closer to a win. 11 Sandefault. It's going to win races. It's missed its kick. It's missed the kick in 2 trials and also a race start. So that's your issue around here. And 12 Stunner the Runner, who's going well. It made good ground last time, draws for a good run just behind them. I think it's the other winning chance. 3 to the key to the race. If it finds its best form, it'll win. 3, 10, 11 and 12.
3, 10, 11, 12, race number 4. We'll pause and we'll come back for the quaddy legs at Cranbourne in just a moment.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to Racing Pulse. We're previewing Cranbourne today on the Heavy Eight. Mark Hunter, our form analyst. And we're up to the second half of the program. So the first leg of the quaddy coming up at Cranbourne, the main quaddy. No scratchings in race night. So the field sizes have stood up pretty well today on the heavy track. So clearly trainers are happy with horses that look like wet trackers to want to run on a wet turf track. So that's a good sign. Race 5, number 1, Pure Deal, $3.30 with the big weight. 3 Booker T's at $4.60, and there's a lot of horses between $6 and $8.50. In fact, the majority of the rest of the field there, Mark, for race 5.
Yeah, then I'm with number two here, Border Lesser. Look, it's coming back in distance, but the run a couple of starts ago of the 2200 on the synthetic was good. Handled the rise to 3600 on the heavy last time. I just think it can be too strong for these horses. It's got that very much a good base of fitness to win over that longer trip. I think Pure Deal is the danger. It's in fantastic form. Just gets up to the 63 on this sort of ground, so that just makes the job harder. They're the two I'm taking in the quaddy. Next best, number 4, Raid the Bar, who won a weaker race last time but really ran away and looked good, and 3, Booker T. I think this is a harder race. Has to prove it can run the distance and probably up in class. So I've got a few things against Booker T. I think 2 and 1 fight the race out, 2, 1, 4 and 3.
Bit of value about the two. It's at $6 fixed odds, Border Lester in race 5. In race 6, take out 1, 3, 8, 12 and 13. 6 Iron War at $2.50 heads the market. It was a good run last start. 9 Inala Michelle's at $3.80 and number 5 Scorpius at $4.
It was a fantastic run last start. Surprised me there. I think it's got a great hope. You're just betting on how the inside will be by now. I'm going to go with number 9, Inala Michelle, who I think just might be in the right part of the track. It ran behind fire first up at Sandown. It covered ground, did a terrific job to fight on for fourth. Jumps to 1,200, but got their 2 kilo claim. I'm banking on it sitting just off the speed, maybe in the best part of the track, handles the ground. And I think Anala Michelle is the one to beat. Six Iron War, certainly the danger. I don't know where that run came from there at Caulfield. It was fantastic. It was probably in the worst ground, up disputing the lead and just kept fighting. As long as Gate One's okay, it's awfully hard to beat. I've got them clear at number five, Scorpius, who ran okay first up. It's fitter and does get the 3 kilo claim. And four, Atello, who looks to have come back from a spell in better form, didn't have much luck last time, has got some chance. But pretty much a two-horse race for me. Nine from six, then five and four.
Nine, six, five, four. Race six. Race seven, the scratchings are one and two. And the favourite is particularly number three is at $3. Brett Scott trained. $3.90 about the last start winner, Stradari. And then $5.50 for number eight, Waitapu.
Yeah, Battaglia the one to beat. You've got that really good form line there through Spanish Tides last time. It's fitter. It's ready to win. Save for this race from yesterday. Little claim for Celine Gaudry. It's the one they have to beat here. To beat number seven, Stradari, who's had a couple of goes for the stable. Didn't fire first up and then just went forward, sat on the speed of Bairnsdale and was just never, ever going to lose. She's got stronger as the race got longer. I think it's the danger. Down to number 12, Skyhorse. Good little wet tracker when it's right, Skyhorse. Showed a return to form from Michelle Payne last time. And I put six Cyclone Tim. It'd love some more rain. The wetter, better, wetter the better for this horse. It's going well and should get a nice run from the gate. 3, 7, 12, and 6.
3, 7, 12, 6. Race number seven. The last of it on the card at Cranbourne at 4:30. It's a 1 o'clock start there. The scratchings are 4, 5, 8, 12, 13, 16, 17, and 18. And we go bam. Does it go boom at $3.10? It's the favourite in the last. Barrichello number four at $4.
Now I'm with you, Dan, off the trials here. Number one, Alphaville. I thought that was an absolute beauty for Julia Sandu. It's a horse that's always shown ability, and just that last 100 metres in the trial just looked to be powering through the line. So, again, I think the inside will be off. Looking for it to be strong late and get over the top of them here and win. From the two horses out of the same race, number 10, we go bam. Second up, covered ground, whacked away okay for fifth. Should get a lovely run from the gate. 11, Bubbly Lass, the same race. The race just wasn't run to suit. May well be drawn the right spot here and getting fitter. And I put number 7, Bo Knight, who's had a couple back from a spell. Probably placed best, but it is going okay. Three main hopes, one, the one to beat, from 10, 11 and 7.
Yeah, I like it too. Gee, it impressed me that that particular trial. So, one, it's now into $4.80. I'm sure I saw significantly better odds, but there has been some scratching since then, so that's probably altered the fixed odds fluctuations as well. Okay, Mark, you've tipped a bit of value today. I've got an idea of maybe some of your value plays, but I suspect there are a few of them today. So your best values and anything you want to throw at us.
Dan, if you can help me with the winner of race 5 at Geelong Trots, I've got a runner in that. So if you can help me with that, that'll be good at short notice. My best, a bit embarrassed here at the odds, it's come right in here. Race 1, number 2, Fast Witness. My value, race 2, number 1, Crimson Reward, I think will run very well. The Quaddy, we'll go first leg 1 and 2, Pure Deal, Border Leicester. Second leg taking 6 and 9, I Am War, Inala Michelle. Third leg, 3, 6, 7, 8 and 12. And come home 1, 10, 11. Play of the day, you're going to play an all-up, will cost you $4 for a $1 unit. Win race 1, number 2, Fast Witness. Each way race 2, number 1, Crimson Reward. And each way race 6, number 9, Anala Michelle.
At Cranbourne today, and the horse that you've got running tonight, it's Robin Me Mates. Where'd you get that name from?
I've got a mate of mine who's a bit dodgy. He likes to touch his mates up. So, Jeff, he's in the ownership, Jeff. We named it after him.
Touch his mates up. I love it. I tell you what, I'll make a deal with you. If it's in front on the winning post, I'll call it first.
I'll be there watching tonight. I'm going to sneak down for a look.
Oh, good on you. Well, come up and watch the race with us, and we can have a chat. Mark, thank you very much for this morning. Good luck today. I know there's a bit of value there, so I will be on some of those, and we might make Rob and me mates favourite a little bit later on.
Thanks, Dan. Thank you.